Okay, we're continuing in the Bavli Mishkan Evnos commentary on the Mesillas Yesharim. We're going to make a skip now. We're going to skip from page Kufnun Hay to page Kufnun Ches. We're going to start on by the diamonds on Kufnun Ches, the third paragraph. And now that we have seen the listing of the items of Rav Pinchas Ben Yair, the steps, the bottom-up approach to spiritual growth. So he talks a little bit about the opening clause. Seder Havoda Milmata Lamala Mavuar Kan Bebraisa. The order of service from bottom-up is explained in the Braisa. Mikan Amar Rav Pinchas Ben Yair. From here, Rav Pinchas Ben Yair said, Torah Mevia Lidei Zehirus. Torah brings to Zehirus, to watchfulness. Im Kain, it comes out, Habraisa maschila b'Torah, she mevia l'idei zehirus. It comes out that the Braisa begins with the first step is really Torah. And Torah brings to watchfulness. So the question is, Eicha Torah mevi tovi l'idei zehirus. How does the Torah bring a person to watchfulness? Harei neinu rosh, sheharbe anoshim lomdim Torah v'lo tami b'im l'idei zehirus, u'misham l'srizus v'chulo. We see, very often, there's many people who learn Torah, and that doesn't always bring them to watchfulness, and doesn't bring them to alacrity, and they do not go up the steps. You have Torah scholars, and they don't have any of these midos. Hari lefi cheshbon haposhut, based on the simple calculation, kivin shekulanu lomdim Torah, since we all learn Torah, we should be resurrecting the dead. Because remember, the last step on the list of Rav Pinchas Ben Yair is that Nevuah brings to Tchiyas HaMeisim. Ruach HaKodesh brings to Tchiyas HaMeisim, brings the resurrection of the dead. So the first step is learning Torah. The last step is resurrection of the dead. Why aren't we resurrecting the dead? As once was in the days of the Talmud. So what's the pshat? Ella, but the word Mevia. That's the Hebrew word, the Braisa. Mevia means leads to, brings. It's not the intention such as someone who buys a bus ticket. When you buy the bus ticket, you automatically get on the bus. I guess you sit in one of the corners, I guess one of the stops to get the bus, whatever. Meaning to say that in a certain amount of time you'll get to Akko or Nahariya. But you buy a bus ticket, buying a bus ticket brings you to Akko. Leads you to Akko, leads you to Nahariya. You buy the bus, it's a guarantee, it's a lock. That's not what it means to say. Torah does not bring a person to watchfulness automatically. Mevia, what does mevia mean? Hakavana she mevia also laosa makam she misham yachal livchor liosa here. The word mevia brings you, the intention is, it brings you to a place that from that place you're able to choose if you want to be a Zahir. It gives you the capability of being a person with Zahirus if you want to. But if you don't have Torah even, then you can't even begin to fathom that there is an opportunity to have Zahirus in your life. Mashal Ma Davadomer, what can we compare this to? Person is traveling in a car before he gets to a crossroads, before he gets to an intersection. When you're driving on a highway, till you get to an exit, you cannot go right or left. You've got to go straight. If you do go right or left when you're on the main highway, you're going to get hurt going off the road. When you get to an intersection, now you get to the intersection, you have the choice. Do you want to go right? Do you want to go left? If you don't get to the intersection, you can't even make the choice. So therefore, Livnei Sha'adam Lama Torah, before a person learns Torah, Hu lo yochol lios zahir, it is not possible for a person to be having the attribute of Zahirus. It's just not a possibility. HaTorah rak mevia oso lidekach, Shemayata yochol lula aschil lavar al minas Zahirus. The Torah then brings to the point that now that he has Torah, he's able to begin to work on the attribute of Zahirus. Or HaTorah Nosa and Barim Koach. The light of Torah gives a person strength, gives some power. Avein Hechrach, Shimarim Loma Torah, Tielos Ears, but it's not a given. And it doesn't have to be that when the person learns Torah, he automatically has Zeros. Kim Kang, Kamosha Marnu, Kulam Hoyu, Megim Lomadrega Achrona, Fem Tsuyos Enokach. Because if that's the case, it was automatic. If each step was an automatic, then we get to the final level of Tchiyas HaMesim. And we see the reality is not that way. So Bora Dover, therefore it's clear, Eiffel. Shetorah mevia kavon. When it says Torah mevia, what does that mean? Torah brings hakavon and she mevia sa adam lidei matzav shiyah muchshor lenekudas bechira haimeyachshav liazer. Torah brings you to the point where now you are capable, ready to get to the point of choice. That if now, do you wish to be a zohir or not? Lifnei came before you've learned Torah. Gam lo haizlo bechira zuliozer. You have no free will choice to be zohir. Just like a three-year-old has no free will choice to finish Shas. Who because he barely can speak a few words. He doesn't have any free will choice to learn Talmud. They teach him how to read and write. The fasting, so you open him up, you develop him. Only after we've taught him to read and write, and we've schooled him to the point where he could learn Gemara, now he has a free will choice. Does he want to walk around on the streets? Or does he want to sit and learn Torah and finish Shas? Hagidul rak hevil lidei matzav shiyochel yisbacher. Raising him up only brings him to the situation where now he can choose. Achlo hevil lidei hechrich sheyeshev yilmad. But it doesn't make it that it has to be that he's going to learn. Many fathers teach their children. And at the end, many times children don't get to the place where the parents want them to go. A father only brings him to the state where he can make the choice. And from here on in, the child has the ability to choose what he wants. So there's always such a very important aspect in raising children. So it's so important what schools you send your kids to. Because you send your kids to certain schools, you've closed off certain choices. They'll never be able to make that choice in their lives. Certain schools, it's not on the radar. You send your children to certain elementary schools, they're not even going to consider certain high schools. It's not something to think about. Which I'll not get into detail lest I get sued. But it's very obvious. And these are the most critical choices parents make. And, you know, I always say, what's so wrong if the school is a little more religious than you? All he has is now he maybe can choose it. Maybe he can choose it. You're going to decide when a child's in kindergarten where he's going to be, direction he's going to want to go when he's in grade 8. And there are some schools that give you much more choice, and other ones give you much less choice. As if there's no hope for such people. And therefore, we at least have to give ourselves a chance, give our children a chance. Many people don't even give them a chance. So here, if you want to have the chance to have Zahirus and all these beautiful midos. But if you don't learn Torah, it's not even has a chance. If you teach him Torah, maybe he has a chance. And that's the point he's making here. Okay, that's point number one. It's a lot of small points. This is closing up on the chapter. I mean, God willing, we might even this week finish this Takhtoma. Maybe. Now, there's the next diamonds on Kuf Nun Tes. But now we have to understand something else. Shakal, he really takes the analogy of the ladder very strongly here. Shakal sulam noad amnam lalo solov. That every ladder is destined for people to climb. Ulamavshir gam loredesimo. But you've got to remember, a ladder, you can also descend from a ladder. Vekach gam atarak doshin. So it is with the Torah. What do you mean to say? If the definition was, which it's not, but if the definition was that Torah must bring you to acquire the attribute of Zahirus, if that's an automatic, then it's impossible to say that there's the possibility of descending one's spiritual levels through Torah. But now if we understand that learning Torah is only the what category? Of a ladder that can bring you to the choice that you can make a choice. Kishem shev sheruso alal susum. So just like you have the choice to go up the ladder, kakam yachul chasam l'resum. You can also, God forbid, go down the ladder. In other words, the Torah puts you on the ladder. We'll see in a few moments, he's going to tell you exactly what the Torah, how it relates to the ladder. But right now, we'll just say it's simple. The learning Torah enables you to get on the ladder. So if you get on the ladder can go up, the ladder can go down. Just like we said, you know, until you get to the crossroads, you can't make any turns at all. Well, what if the right turn takes you to Yerushalayim, and the left turn takes you to an Arab village? So until you got to the crossroads, you weren't going to be in Yerushalayim, you weren't going to be in an Arab village. But now you got to the crossroads, now you could choose something very good, or God forbid, something very bad. So what we're seeing now, and he's going to explain it in a moment, that learning Torah raises up the ante to the point where now you're either going to ascend or descend. It's not going to be like nothing. Right? You come to the corner, you come to the crossroads, you're going to go in one direction or the other. Imkein, therefore, Adam nitzav bifnei bechira. Person now stands before choice. Nitin lo sulam, you're given a ladder. Nitin lo Torah, you're given Torah. Torah can bring it to Zeirus. Can also take you way down. But mashal agashmi, in a physical analogy, there are some ladders that take you up, there's other ladders that help you descend into a pit. So does with our Holy Torah. If a person doesn't learn in a proper way, you read the Hilo, it will cause a descent for him. K'mosher Mechazal, as our rabbis say, the very famous line, the Gemara says, Lo Zacha, if he doesn't merit, when he doesn't purify himself when he learns the Torah, if he's learning Torah like any other secular information, he doesn't revere the Torah that he's learning, so therefore what he's learning is not pure Torah, what will be the result? The Gemara says, Nasis Lo Samamav, it becomes poison. Samtem Estivrayela. Gemara says, Samtem is Samtam. It's a wholesome elixir, if you're learning it properly. If you're not learning it properly, it could be the greatest poison in the world. Kuf Samach. It's Gemara in Yuma. HaTorah Yechol L'Rak L'Halas Adam. Torah is not only able to raise a person, Elalu L'Chas V'Shom Lios L'Gam Sulam L'Eres Ad Shol Tachtis, but it's likely also, it's capable of, God forbid, being the ladder that takes you down to the pit of destruction. You could see a person sometimes who learns Torah. He didn't go up. It was the opposite. It's like the story I mentioned last Shabbos from Jodim Gadol. Jodim Gadol related in the mirror. Right? I said Shalshus, I said in the Drush, I don't remember. There was this young Bacher who was like the most amazing Bacher, and he was learning and he was great, and everyone saw great potential in him. And then he came from America, and he went to the mirror. It was, you know, that kind of personality, like a Rabbi Gifter Zatzal or a Victor Miller Zatzal, that kind of person. And then when this rabbi caught up with him later, he found that he was one of the leading rabbis of the Reform movement. To be a Reform rabbi, you have to have some knowledge. Can you imagine if you go to the mirror and you become a Reform rabbi? He was the most outspoken, vocally outspoken person against Orthodoxy. Right, you know, we're at this time of year. Where can you get a yashka if not somebody who learned in yeshiva and went off the derech? Right, so therefore, you know, Torah is a powerful force. It can be used for amazingly great things. It can be used for amazingly bad things. That's why the Gemara says that you should not teach Torah to a student who's not proper. And there's certain people the Torah says you should not teach Torah to because they will take the powerful tool of Torah and use it for evil. Remember, we said in this Sefer, the Torah, the point of learning Torah is it sharpens your mind. It can, as you focus on the details. Can you imagine a person would learn Torah for nefarious reasons, and he now has developed a tremendous sharpness, a tremendous sensitivity and acuity for detail, and he'll use it to find all kinds of details, to find things that are wrong with people. And you can do incredibly terrible things with it. It's a very powerful tool. You have to be careful who you teach Torah to. So you don't teach Torah to non-Jew unless they sincerely want to convert. It's not something you teach them. kind of Torah we're talking about here, because it's a powerful tool that has to be guarded very well and can't just be used by anybody. So therefore, this Torah, once it gives you the choice, it gives you great possibilities and can cause great destruction. You can see a person who's studying Torah, and not only doesn't grow, but he goes the opposite. Like the Vilna Gaon says, Torah is compared to water. Beautiful analogy. Water waters the field. It irrigates the field. Now, is that always a good thing? Here's a field, what's planted in it? And that stuff grows from the power of the water. If you plant wheat, the water will cause that wheat will come out. If you plant barley, comes up out. It's amazing. What if you planted weeds and thorns? The water's going to get thorns and weeds. Water is a life force. No question about it. But we don't want to give life to things that shouldn't be alive to begin with. Ganes elo hamayim gidlu. The water grows everything. But only grows because they were there. So therefore, if a person has a bad attitude, the Torah will grow that bad attitude. Torah can be a ladder to help you go up. It can be a ladder that takes you down. The fundamental question is, what is he standing on and what direction does he plan on going on the ladder? So this is the second point. We now have said the Torah gives you the possibility to gain these midos. At the same time, it has to give you the possibility to go the opposite direction. So it's a dangerous choice, and that's why you always want to say derech eretz kadma l'Torah. You should have derech eretz before you learn Torah. You have to be on a certain level to be learning Torah properly. Okay, now he comes to the main thing he wants to get here. Kan olein olamad on l'kudus yisodos. Now we're ready to get to the main event. Habraisa maschila b'Torah mevila de zehirus. The braisa begins with the words Torah brings you to zehirus. Vila ramchal kashum yasid esivro. It's interesting. Lutzaro right quotes the Brisa. Okay, now what's chapter after chapter one, which is the fundamental intro? But chapter two, you figure, okay, which topic is going to start with? Torah. But he doesn't. He starts with Zehirus, Vedilagotar. He skips. There's no chapter on Torah. One of the most amazing questions in the Sefer. You said this book is based on the Braisa of Rav Pinchas ben Yair, and the Braisa begins, Torah brings to carefulness, watchfulness. And there's nothing to say about Torah. So why did he skip it? We know that Talmud Torah is equal to everything. Rav Pinchas ben Yair, he gives us Mian, and Rav Pinchas ben Yair himself, he stressed this right away. All these levels depend on Torah. So when Lutzaro begins to savor, he begins with Zehirus. That's something you have to take note of. What's the message he's trying to make? It appears to be like this. He's saying a nice word here. Hasulam murkav mishlam. Okay, let's take apart a ladder. Let's go through all the places in a ladder. Okay, a ladder first is made of rungs. All right? See, now those of you who were learning yesterday morning about learning in the third, when were we learning this? Which class? The second parak of Makos. Talking about, you know, how to go to a city of refuge if you fall down a ladder. So now, you can understand where the Kabbalah would fit into the Gemara now. The Gemara talks about going down a ladder, up a ladder. This is going to go, so if he goes up, falls after going up the ladder, going down the ladder. So you can understand what the ladder means when you're learning it in Chazal. I mean, you have to have time to work it through. But you can understand, you can't learn it just pushing. It gives a million different examples. What if the rungs were worm-eaten? What if they weren't worm-eaten? All right? So, you know, these are all different levels of spirituality. You know, and certainly you can unintentionally kill a lot of people not just in a physical way. You know, you don't think there's concepts of cities of refuge in the next world. You don't think there has to be that. You know, you hear about Malachim trying to beat the guy up, and he has no place to go. He's in the Kafakela, and his neshama is running around. And you hear people reporting when you have these stories of dibuks, and you hear dibuks, a soul jumping into another person's body to protect itself from being beaten up by the destroying angels. You don't think that's a guy running to Nir HaMiklat and he has nowhere to go? He has Nir HaMiklat. So, I mean, you know, I'm sure that there's got to be something there. You know, we'd have to have somebody develop it fully. I'm just saying, so when you're hearing about rungs and things like that, it's not just simple stuff. All right? If I had, one day when I retire and have time to think, you could develop all this. But obviously, there's a lot going on over there. You know, you're going up the ladder, going down the ladder. Guy's learning Torah, and instead of acquiring mitos, he's acquiring negative mitos. How about that reform rabbi? How many Jews did he kill? Unintentionally, b'shogeg. Spiritually, he killed them all. Telling them, you don't have to keep kosher, do this, it's good enough if you do a little bit. You don't think he didn't kill a million people? You're going to have the shemaim, they're going to say, you killed. He says, what are you talking about? I was teaching them the Torah. I was trying to save him. He says, you idiot, didn't you realize what you were doing? He says, I didn't know, it was a shogeg. We'll see, it's a shogeg karvel mezid. Close to the maze, you can't go to Nir HaMiklat. Gehenim is a Nir HaMiklat too, isn't it? Isn't Gehenim a Nir HaMiklat? Isn't it a city of refuge? City of refuge, where you purify yourself. Some people, it's not good enough. You understand? Just what Gemara says? When a maze is closer to the maze, less than a shogeg, he can't even go to Nir HaMiklat. But who? The relative is going to try to kill him. So what does that mean? It means you can leave this world. And as time, God says, you know what? You killed a lot of people. You killed tens of thousands of people. Gehenim isn't good enough for you. It's not a kapara for you. You have all my destructive agents running after you, tormenting you for years and years and years. You have nowhere to go. Right? This guy went up the ladder, went down the ladder. He used Torah to go down the ladder and wasn't careful, wasn't watchful, was the opposite. Right? So anyway, it's important. Gave you an amazing class. Huh? One day, after have to what?
Kill him with the rung.
Kill him with the rung, and he goes down the ladder. The rungs fall off. They fall down. They kill people they didn't intend to. Was it an aliyah l'tzarich yirida? Was it going down for the purpose of going up? Or was it not for the purpose of going up? Right? You were trying to go up. You were trying to go up, but you went down. Because you were trying to go up. You thought you were going up. You tried to go up, but you went down instead. Oh, you could have lots of fun with that Gemara. See how a Kabbalist would learn that Gemara. Right? That's what's going on over there. You got to learn it. I mean, one day. First you have to learn it simple. After you finish with that, and you're an old person, and you finish learning it simple, then you go through it Kabbalistically. You see, everything is much different. Then you wonder, why did they give such crazy cases that never could happen? What do you think never could happen? A worm-eaten ladder, worm-eaten rung. You have it all the time. Who's ever going to kill a guy trying to go up, going down? You see it all the time. Anyway, not for now. But anyway, let's get back to the ladder. So you have a rung. You have a lot of rungs. But guess something else that everybody forgets about. But do the rungs stand in thin air? Do you have to have two poles on the side? They maintain the rungs strongly that they don't slip out. You have to have the poles on each side. So now he says, beautiful. When he says Torah brings you to Zahirus, and Zahirus may be Elidei's reasons, and Zahirus brings you to the next level. But pashas on a simple level on a long beam should call elu shalavim bavoda. We say each one is a step in one service Hashem. You finish step A, you go to B, you go to B, you go to C. K'moshe shalav anikra zehirus kach yesh shalav shenikra Torah. Just like there's a step called zehirus, there's a step called Torah. Zotos, that's a mistake. Ha toira eina shalav k'roshon. Torah is not a step like the other steps. The Torah is symbolic of the two poles that holds up all the rungs of the ladder. That's what the Torah is. Kuf Samachal. HaTorah hi etzem asul. The Torah is the ladder. Rakal yodol v'yardim. Only through the ladder can you go up and down. And why? Why is it? What's the logic for that? As the Zohar says, "Ki yistakol b'raisu b'ra'am," because Hashem looked into the Torah and then created the world. Im kein haTorah kalos es kalom. If Torah is the blueprint of the world, it incorporates the entire world. Torah is the entire world. It says by Yaakov Avinu, "Vinei sula mutzav arza." The ladder is standing on the ground. Verosh shemagiyah shemayim. His head is reaching the heavens. One of the explanations of the Medrash is Shasulmu Yaakov Asul. The latter was Yaakov himself, and that's Reb Chaim Volozhin brings this idea as well. Hamalachim Olav Yardu Bo. The angels went up and down in him, be Yaakov, in Yaakov. Ki Yaakov who bechinas Torah, because Yaakov is the aspect of Torah. He's also the aspect of free will choice. Human beings are also the aspect of free will choice, and what he does makes a difference. But he also is the aspect of Torah. Ishtam Yoshev Olim, the wholesome person who sits in the tents. He was the latter because he was Torah. Memela, now we understand things a lot differently now. Keshekasov, Shetorah Mevi'eli Deis, the Hebrews, when it says that Torah brings you to watchfulness, Eina Kavon, it doesn't mean Shekesha'orim Nimsa B'Sirus, when a person now has reached the level of watchfulness, Hukvar Asav is a Torah Chasom, he doesn't need to learn Torah anymore. I'm finished with step one. Now I'm on step two. You know, like people learn how to swim at different levels, right? Orange, green, yellow, until you get to Bronze Cross. You're in Bronze Cross, you're not learning to tread water anymore. Well, truthfully, you do. You have to learn how to tread water, I think, for like 20 minutes. But you're not learning the dog paddle, right? I'm finished with it. I don't have to bother with the dog paddle. Now I'm doing much more sophisticated things. See, it's not the same. You know, okay, I got the nice ears. I don't have to learn Torah anymore. No, it's not true. He says, again, Termavila is this, he ain't a rock me via. Did I skip anything? I'm sorry. Yeah, he leaves the Torah. She can't get shinim, so adam al shalva yasum. Because when a person finds himself on different rungs of the ladder, hoya bishalva rishon, he was on the first rung. Follow shalva shay, went to the second rung. Case, ain't lo tsarch bishalva rishon. You think he doesn't need the first rung anymore. Let's say you took it away. Let's say I'm already on the fourth rung. Let's take away the first rung. I can sit on the second rung without the first rung anymore. What if the two poles on the side have fallen off? He falls. He has no place to grip. He has no place to put his foot down. The rung has nothing to hold on to. So Torah Mevili de Zahirus, when the Brisa says Torah brings you to Zahirus, it's not only brings, but in Zahirus there has to be Torah. There has to be Torah in the Zahirus, because that's what the Torah is giving the Zahirus a foothold. So really, Zahirus Mevi'el Adei Zrizus, when we say Zahirus, watchfulness brings you to alacrity, yes, but in Zrizus itself there is Torah. If you don't have the Torah, call Sulm Shalom is correct. The whole ladder breaks. There is no ladder. HaTorah Einena Begeder Koch Skuli Lahari Mesarim Gumala. Torah is not just like a skula, a charm that enables you to go higher. It is the building. It's the foundation. There's got to be rungs within Torah. But the foundation has to have the Torah, which brings in all these things. So really what's happening is, in each chapter, he is sharing Torah with you about Zahirus. He's sharing Torah about Zahirus. Where is he getting the notions of teaching us what Zahirus, Zahirus, and all these things are? It's from the Torah. What kind of sources are you using if not Torah sources? So it's those very Torah sources that make this happen. So there's got to be constant learning of Torah, which, like with everything we've been saying, with all these skulos that Torah has, the learning of the Torah is going to help you, if you're learning Torah properly, will help you learn each one of these mitos in a way that they should be learned, in a way that can elevate you in the most beautiful way. If you're going to read the book without having any Torah, you're going to get nothing on any of the levels. You have no ladder to climb. Okay. Beautiful. Okay, next three diamonds. So we've done 3 points so far, right? Torah gives you the possibilities, but not the guarantees. Torah can put you on the ladder, but it's no guarantee you're going up. You could be going down. And the Torah now is really the two poles of the ladder. Without them, you don't even have a ladder. So therefore, really need Torah in every aspect of every single thing that you do. All right. Kamor, as we said, HaTorah hi bebechinasum. It's an attribute of a ladder. Now he comes to the next point. You have to have a place. Where do you put the ladder? Where did the bottom of a ladder sit? So in the mashal, with Yaakov, it was mutzavarza. It was on the ground. Where do you put the ladder? So I'm going to know, where do you put the Torah that's called the ladder? Where do you put it? Amaba etzem bonim es haTorah. Ma shlav rishoni. Really, the first rung for a regular ladder is the ground. Everyone just assumes it's there. Right? You know, when I've been up in a ladder a long time, so last week I was changing a number of light bulbs outside. So we have a it's not something you should do, a very old ladder that's very creaky and really a lousy ladder. Whenever I climb, I always tell one of my kids to hold it. Right? And when you're outside by the driveway, you know, the concrete isn't always necessarily so flat. So if you have to change a certain light bulb by the garage, you're always putting the ladder in a precarious spot. It's not firmly rooted in the ground. So you're ever knowledgeable how the first rung is the ground. Because if the ground isn't smooth, your whole ladder's shaking. So you gotta realize, where are you putting a ladder to begin with? The real first rung is, what is the ladder being put on? Now the Torah is the poles, but even the poles, it's really not the rung, it's the poles have to be firmly on something. And that's the question, what is that? Hatshuvah, the answer is, Shari Omer Chazal, a rabbi said, now he's getting into a very deep idea. He says, when a child first knows how to speak, what do we train him to say first? Is it mommy, daddy? Is that the first thing we teach him to speak? No. We teach him to speak Aviv Malam de Torah. The father teaches him Torah. Mayi, what is it? Torah Tzivalon Moshe Marosha Kilos Yaakov. Hashem, Moshe commanded us in the Torah an inheritance to the congregation of Yaakov. Those are the first words a baby should be saying. First word you should teach him is Torah. Torah. That's the first word he should know. When he knows how to speak, you should teach him Torah already. Teach him that. Now, obviously the expansion of Torah is endless for the entire person's life. Because the more a person grows, he gets a deeper understanding and grasp of Torah, Kedosh, the Holy Torah, next page, where's the beginning of learning Torah? In other words, we put the rungs of the ladder. The beginning of Torah sits on what? It is b'shashu katan, when he's a little child. He doesn't even understand what he's saying. As malamdo aviv, the father teaches him Torah tziva lanu moisha merasha kilos Yaakov. That's what father teaches him. The kid doesn't even know what he's saying. Truth is, that's what we do with kids all the time. You know, some people say, okay, tatla, say this word, say that word. You know, and the kid just repeats after you. Doesn't know what he's saying. He says, oh, that's a wonderful say, you know. So really, we should be saying, say Torah, say Tziva, say Lanu. And you can get the kid to say it flawlessly and not understand a word he's saying. And the Torah, and the Gemara is saying this is a valuable thing to do. Why? So, but Pashtus, on a simple level, we'd say, Zo Eza Girsa Diankus Shem Lishkach. It's going to be something you learn when you're a child, and things you learn as a child, never forget it. If a child, when he's 3 years old, keeps saying, Torah Tziva Lanu Moishu, Rosh Akilas Yaakov, he says and says and says it. He's so drilled in his head, even when he's 100 years old, he'll know it. Yeah, but that alone isn't worthwhile. Achavonis, but let's further reflect. Do you really believe that you remember anything from what was so young in your life? Well, chur Allah, it appear not. What's the point of learning this? I think the kid, when he's going to remember, you know, when you were 2 years old, we taught you Torah Tzivalonu. What's the point? So now he's going to say a very, very deep idea here, which we'll start today. I don't think we'll finish it today. Hatshuvi, the answer is, Ki be'etzem ha'avod of a'esa katara kadosha einenu maschila minikudas havona shalodim. The truth is, the essence of a person's service and his engagement in studying Torah does not begin from the point of the person understanding it. You do not start the quest of Torah knowledge from a point of understanding. Ela Sharash Banui, it should be Be'emun, I guess, or Sharash, a letter missing. The root of the building is the Emunah. Emunah is the root of Torah. Not understanding Torah, but emunah in Torah. If we begin teaching a child Torah when he begins to understand things, then Torah enters him as an intellect in an intellectual path. But if we want to break through points beyond the intellect, we want to go beyond the intellect. We want to get to the point of amunah in the soul. Notice he's saying, we don't learn Torah only for the intellectual knowledge that it provides us. We don't only learn Torah because we understand things. Of course, that's important to understand things. But that's not the fundamental of Torah. Many great educators went in front of the Stifler Rav, Rav Kanievsky. For Amr, they said, they said, you know, to me, to us it makes sense, we should start teaching Gemara when kids are 13. Meaning a much later age than what was traditionally started in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael, they start learning Gemara when they're 9, 10 years old. Right? Even here, grade 5, so they're 10 years old. And they said, we should start when they're 13. Then the kid's smart enough, he can really understand what he's learning. Right? Can you imagine, you know, trying to learn Yishlomidas when you're 10 years old? Right? Yishlomidas when you're 10 years old. You know, the adults are struggling with it. And a 10-year-old? When a kid's only 8 or 9 years old, must speak banoi. It's not built so much yet when that 8 or 9 year old. What's he really going to understand? He absorbs the knowledge, but not in the real way. When he gets older, when he gets old, you think it's not going to leave him? Or is he saying, no, teach kids Gemara when they're old enough to know Gemara? We drink them a cup, you know, when they're 8, 9 years old. Okay, it's the basic machlokas. You go with the morals approach or not the morals approach. Morals approach is that's what you taka do. But they ask the stipler, listen to this. Well, stipler sirev betokev. The stipler adamantly refused to consider changing this. For his birkia yadus einen abniyakach. He says Judaism is not built on logic. Not this way, at least. Judaism begins when a person allows the Torah to enter dafka from the point of not understanding it. There you find the base and the foundation of all his Yiddishkeit. This point that we're bringing up now is the essential difference between what we call chachma, wisdom that exists in the non-Jewish world, and between what we call Torah, that does not exist within the non-Jewish world, but only within the Jewish world. Torah is the exclusive domain of the Jewish people. It is not in the Goyish domain at all. We're not talking about something that's just intellectually understandable. Torah, remember, Torah comes from the infinite God, and it means there's infinite depth. And there has to be asks of Torah. Human being will learn it and cannot and will not understand it for a very long time. You're not learning bits and pieces of information in a way that it can be understood. You are learning God's wisdom, which ultimately is beyond understanding. And you can get parts of it, but you have to realize that a good part of it, if you just understand what it's saying, if you don't understand why it says what it says. You know, and that's what the whole Yiddishkeit is based on. If you're not going to do anything until you really understand it, there's always questions, and you're never going to understand anything. You're never going to do anything. It's not the fault of the Torah. The fault of the human mind that is so limited. And God is giving the most amazing information, most amazing wealth of knowledge, and it's beyond what we can handle. We can handle certain bits fine. So that this is the problem. The non-Jew says, I only can do what I can understand. Scientific observation. So I only can understand what science tells me to understand. What I can't understand, I will not accept. That is not Torah. Yeah, when a human being presents something to me, if I don't understand what you're saying doesn't make sense. If God says something you don't understand, it doesn't mean it doesn't make sense. It means you don't have the sense to understand it. You got to start from that point. Without that, the Torah is worthless. Right? So this is the point. Yehudi, Kfar B'Yosef, Tinok. So everyone, the Jew is a baby. Malavim, so we teach him. Torah, Tzivolanu, Maishim, Arashik, Elos Yaakov. Moshe taught us Torah, and that Torah is the exclusive heirloom of the Jewish people. So, Einenu Chachma Eslo, Ki Hu Lo Mevin Me'uma Mima Shishomea. This is not a Chachma Bayim, because he doesn't understand anything from what he hears. That's not Chachma. Zoi Torah, this is Torah. V'kayem Esrak Yisrael, and that exists only by the Jews. Memela, there's a Gemara that says, Gemara says, if you find wisdom by the Goyim, you can believe it. If a Goy tells you there's something called a GPS, and you can get to a place faster, should you buy one? You could believe that the Goyim could find a way to get you to a place faster. But if you say, Torah by Goyim, you say the Goyim have insights in Torah, all the time, and you can't believe them. A Goy has no connection to Torah. They're not possible. They have nothing to do with Torah. Wisdom? Secular wisdom? Yeah, they could have some secular wisdom. And you could learn it from them, and you can use it. But Torah, if a Goy is going to tell you pshat in Torah, nothing. Torah mevela dezihirus. That's what means Torah brings you to watchfulness. Al hazehirus humaschil ke'es lavot. You want to begin working on watchfulness. Avol Torah humischaber. But to the Torah, he connects himself lo mikoach limud sichli, not based on intellectual power. Hu gadol al birkei Torah. He's raised on the lap of Torah. Meregeshol daver, from whom he knows how to speak. Chibru also lemusik shnigat Torah. We've attached to the concept called Torah. So what he still has to elaborate on, but what he is saying here is, what's the idea of teaching a kid Torah? See, one of Moshe Mershkos Yaakov, the beginning of his Torah wisdom is to say things he doesn't understand. That's how you begin Torah. You begin Torah, and you tell him this is the most important thing you're ever going to learn, and you don't even understand what it means, because what that line really means is beyond what you can ever understand. But just stay with it. Stay with it, because that sets the parameters of what your future is going to be. So really, the ladder upon which Torah, the ground upon which the poles of Torah rest, is Emunah. You have to believe that this Torah is true and amazing, you know, even though there's things you can't understand. And obviously, this applies not just to the learning per se, but it means how to understand life. Remember, God created the Torah, looked in the Torah and created the world. So I hate to say this, people are going to be upset. Hashem looked in the Torah and created the Holocaust. That's what it is. I have two parshas of Toichacha. He created the Holocaust. Because if I don't understand it, then I don't accept it, then you have no Torah, you have no wisdom, you have no nothing. That's the idea. Because that Torah means how you live your life. So there are things that you can't understand. That's all. We talked about last Tuesday at the parsha class. Things you just can't understand. But you still say them. You still learn them. You still teach them and realize there's limitations. If you start learning Torah that way, then the Torah you learn will be a healthy Torah. If it's a Torah that says, if only if I understand it, then it's a destructive Torah, and that's going to take you down to the pit. And that's the foundation. So this Emunah is the earth upon which the poles rest on, that gives you Torah in every step of the way. Okay, we'll continue tomorrow, Mirtz Hashem.